charge up your batteries. Everybody tell your neighbor, charge up your batteries. I was, that's something my dad used to tell me in Spanish, and I was trying to find like the perfect translation, and it in Spanish, this is what it would mean, charge up your batteries. He would always tell me that, Isaac, man, it's time for you to charge up your batteries. And he would always tell me that whenever he felt that I was either discouraged or maybe having a little backsliding moment in my life or not. He would not see me reading my Bible. He would always tell me that, charge up your batteries, son, charge up your batteries. And what does that mean? I was like, what does that mean, Dad? He's like, well, spend some time with the Holy Spirit, man. He'll charge you up. Spend some time in the Word. He'll charge you up. Amen. Sometimes people, I mean, who's had a tough year this year? Lift up your hand. Look around. Man, we've had a tough year, but we're only starting, amen. God is only starting with us and in our church, amen. We're going places, guys, amen. So this is not a good time to say, you know what, I'm going to just chill out for a timeout. No, it's time to charge up our batteries, amen. And say, hey, Lord, you know what, let me spend some time with you. I need to charge up my batteries to finish off this year strong, but to start off a good year, 2018, amen. Yeah. Amen, let's pray to close the service. That was it. I'm just kidding. This is an awesome sermon because it was Holy Spirit inspired, and it was given to Brother Joel, and he sent me his notes, and I was studying the notes that he sent me, and then God started giving me some other good stuff, and so this is Holy Spirit inspired, but it's already been preached to Joel, and Joel preached it to me, and I'm going to preach it to you guys. Amen. So this is like a Holy Spirit / Joel / Isaac speaking. But Holy Spirit's in charge, amen? Amen. You guys excited? Let me go to Joel's notes real quick. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, let's look back at 2017. We're not going to watch a video. I just want you to watch a video in yourself. Think of all the success that you had. Think of all the awesome times you spent with God. But listen, we have to also look at the challenging times that we overcame. Amen. Let me say that again. Let's look back at the failures that we overcame, the hurts that we overcame. Amen. With Jesus, we overcome. We're more than conquerors. Amen. So look, you could look at the setbacks. But look at how God pulled you out of that setback. Amen. You bounced right up. You guys remember those, I don't even know the names, but there was like these balloons with a character, and then you would punch it, and it would like go back, and then it would come back out. A punch it bag? Is that what it's called? Punch it bags? Do you guys all know what I'm talking about? I mean, those were back in the 90s when I was growing up. We used to like those things, and we used to punch these things, and they would fall back, and then they would come right back up. They were weighted at the bottom, amen? That's how we have to be as Christians. We're weighted. We're founded in Jesus, amen? Whether life comes and kicks us, we fall back, but we pop right back up, amen? Those are just side nuggets, amen? Side nuggets, 4 for $2.50. I mean, yeah, 8 for $2.50, right? Amen, what are some things that need to be made new? Ask yourself that question. What are some things that need to be made new in 2018 or tonight? Amen. Why wait for 2018? There's three questions that Joel asked me this week that the Holy Spirit asked him. Joel sent me those questions a certain way, but the Holy Spirit said, listen, I know what you want, but what do I want? Amen. Sometimes we ask ourselves questions, and we ask ourselves in the I form. Lord, what do I want this year? Lord, what did I do wrong this year? Lord, how can I be better this year? And God said, no, 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 listen. Let me tell you what you did wrong this year. Let me tell you what I want you to do this year. Amen? So the first question we're going to ask ourselves, you guys ready? Yeah. Was my relationship with God where I wanted it, where... This is wrong. Was my relationship with God where he wanted it to be? Ask yourself that question. Was your relationship with God where God wanted that relationship to be? Everybody say, was my relationship with God where God wanted it to be? I want you to ask yourself that question. Take 30 seconds to reflect on that question. Was your relationship with God where God wanted it to be? Take 30 seconds. Just think about that. Now ask yourself that question and make it personal. Was your relationship with God where you wanted it to be this year? I will be honest and say, my relationship with God this year was, it wasn't where God wanted it to be or where I wanted it to be. I slacked a lot this year. But listen, I can't sit here or I can't stand here and just cry on my Cheerios and be so depressed and sad. Oh my goodness, this is where my relationship with God could have been, but I messed up, and just live in this failure mentality the rest of my life. God is telling me and reminding me, listen, forget what you did this year. Let's start a fresh start tonight. Amen? Amen? Let's go to Matthew 22, verses 36 through 38. Amen? The Bible says here, teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. What is God's first commandment? Go back to 37, please. It says to love God with what? All your heart, with all your soul, and with all of your mind, guys. Joel wrote this, and I quoted this because it was so awesome. If you could show it to me. Look, to love God with all of your heart is a daily decision. It's a choice you have to make. A choice just, I'm not reading this anymore. It's a choice just like putting on a fresh pair of underwear, guys. That's a choice. Brushing your teeth, there's a choice. Amen? Good choice is what? Bad choice is bad life. To love God with all of your heart is a daily decision. Daily drawing near. Every time we face temptation, we choose to love God with all of our strength. Instead, when we want to watch pornography, mess around, get drunk, lash out at our parents, our choice needs to be, and I love this, I choose to love Jesus with all of my heart, soul, and mind, and I will not let this fleshly thing of mine to choose over me. Listen, I love this so much because you guys could take this home, and I put Joel, in mortal words, Joel right there. Listen, guys, it's a choice. When we're faced with temptation, you say, listen, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. That's what Galatians 2:20, right? Let's put it up there real quick just so we have it. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. Listen, with guys, when temptation comes, listen, maybe in 2017 you didn't say this and you fell into temptation. Maybe when somebody made you mad, you lashed out and you were easily offended. And you say, Lord, oh man, my attitude is so bad. Listen, God is telling you, when temptation comes, either you get upset. Maybe you were at home watching something you shouldn't have been watching. Boys, guys, you're not alone. Look around you. There's guys that will say, listen, I've dealt with lust before. I've dealt with pornography before. And it's, look, all you have to say when those temptations of lust come, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Now you say, would Christ, I know it sounds crazy, but would Christ watch porn right now? Ask yourself that question. Trust me, you'll be like, oh, no, he wouldn't. I can't do this. No, Jesus, you live in me now. Girls, when you feel like your emotions are running all over the place and you're like, how could he do this to me, my dad, my mom, or whatever, you control your emotions and say, Lord, would Christ lash out at my mom and my dad and my brother right now? It is not me who lives, but Christ who lives in me, amen? And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by what? By faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself to me. Guys, if you call yourself a Christian, if you call yourself a true disciple of God, listen, let's make a choice tonight to live an awesome, righteous life and not let our emotions rule our minds, our hearts, our souls, but let Christ be the center of our minds, our hearts, and our bodies. Amen? Tell the person next to you, shake them and say, let Christ be the ruler of your life. Amen? Whew. Listen, guys, David was an awesome example of this. He tapped into this, and he was a great example because he fell into temptation many times. But listen, look at Psalms right here. Psalm 63:1, it says, oh God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in church to see your power and your glory because your love kindness is better than life. I love that your loving kindness is better than life. God, when temptation comes, God, your loving kindness is better than this temptation that is trying to tempt me right now. This bottle of alcohol, Lord, it's nothing compared to the loving kindness that you offer me. This girl that's she's so hot, Lord. But Lord, your loving kindness is better than this hot girl. Listen, make it personal. My lips shall praise her. No, my lips shall praise you. Listen, guys, girls, I'm talking to somebody tonight. Oh, but Isaac, you don't understand how hot she is. She's so hot, bro. She's so hot. My soul longs. Listen, you're already reading the wrong scriptures. But it's because God knew that when the Holy Spirit inspired the Songs of Songs, it was for me and her, brother. No, it wasn't for you and her. Look who wrote Songs of Songs. Some guy that was full of lust that loved girls. Amen? Listen, my lips shall praise who? God, you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be what? Come on, say that. My soul shall be what? With marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you. Listen, guys. This is so, like, in your face right here. What are you meditating when you're in bed, guys? I'm telling you because I've been through that. I've been through there. Oh, she's so hot, Lord. You're meditating on the wrong things. You're meditating on the wrong things, guys. Listen, that thought that you're meditating on is going to lead you to do something that's going to make you feel dirtier than you felt when you were in bed just thinking about that. Can I preach? Girls, you're not too far behind because trust, stats say that girls could watch bad stuff more than guys nowadays. So girls, don't say, preach to the boys. Now I'm preaching to you girls too. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on God, not on that boy. Oh, yes, he's going to satisfy me. He's going to give me money. He's going to pay for my car. We're going to have kids together. It's going to be so awesome. Don't be meditating on that. Meditate on this. Lord, I pray for a husband that's going to love you. I pray for a husband that's going to be faithful to you, that's going to serve. Thank you. One amen. Two amens. I'll meditate on you in the night watches because you have been my help. God has been our help. Nobody else. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. You are, your right hand upholds me. Amen. Is that it? That's an awesome scripture, guys. That's an awesome scripture. You guys like that? Amen. Question number two, was my relationship with people where God wanted it to be? Was my relationship with people where God wanted it to be? Ask yourself that question. How was your relationship with people this year? Was it bad? Was it good? Did you only hang out with the cool crowd? Did you only hang out with people who you like because you could get something out of them? Or did you hang out with people because you genuinely just love people just like Jesus does? Amen? Remember, guys, this stuff is stuff that God is speaking to me. When I read these questions, God was convicting me in so many different areas. I don't preach to throw rocks at you. I'm trust me, God is speaking to me. Amen? So can we just receive together tonight? Amen? Yes. Go to Matthew 22, verse 39. Same chapter we read just before where it says, God, love God first. That's our first commandment. It says, and the second is like it. You shall love your what? Neighbor. Come on, say what? Neighbor. Say it loud, your neighbor, neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's a hard one, guys. A neighbor is not the person sitting next to you right now. The neighbor is a guy, like Pastor Tamara was sharing on Sunday, who is driving in the mall parking in the mall parking lot, and she's already has her eyes on a parking spot, and this neighbor, everybody say neighbor, neighbor, is looking at that same parking spot. And she was in there first. Pastor Tamara was there first. She was like, hey, neighbor, I'm going to go in that parking spot. No, neighbor, I'm going to go in that parking spot. No, neighbor, trust me, people shoot each other for parking spots. I'm not kidding you. It's not a joke. People stab each other for parking spots. I remember my first car was a Toyota Tercel. My dad bought it for me with all of his heart. It was like $3,000. And I drove this car like it was a V12, and it was only a four-cylinder. And I went to Target because I used to work at Target in Commerce, and I was a asset protection. It's funny. And so I went to go pick up my check. There was no direct deposit back then. I feel old already. No direct deposit back then. And this car, it was around the holiday times because I got hired as a seasonal worker, and it was packed, and there's an awesome spot. And boom, and the guy was honking at me. He was upset. I got out of my car. And when I came back, I got in my car. I went home. And then when I parked, my dad came out, and he's like, dude, what happened to all your lights? Like, what do you mean? So I look at all my lights. They're all smashed, broken. All the car was scratched. All they vandalized my car. And I was so mad. I went back and I checked the cameras, and it's like this guy knew exactly where the cameras were at because it didn't come out on the cameras. But whose fault was that? I mean, I don't know if he was a believer. I hope he wasn't a believer. But that was my fault because this guy had been waiting for a parking spot, and I wasn't a loving neighbor, and I took his spot. And the consequence of that was me getting my car vandalized. It cost me more money than the check that I had just got that day. Sad, huh? I was so mad. But listen, all I had to do was love my neighbor as myself. Hey, man, you've been waiting here. Take your parking. Let me park over there. I would have had a nice, fresh, white-looking car with brand-new lights. But no, I had to pay my $500 deductible, get brand-new lights. It was just a pain in the butt, for real. How many, that's just like a material example. But how many times have people they've lost their lives because they get bullied and a girl posts something about her friend and that friend kills herself because she was so hurt about what her friend said. Honestly, all we had to do was insert this verse into, if we were like computers and just insert that into our system, we'd have a peaceful world that with no murders, no nothing. But we're not. God has given us free will. But listen, we can still do that. All we have to do is remind ourselves daily, love our neighbor as ourselves. Love our neighbor as ourselves. Remember, we have to change the fruit. I mean, we have to change the seed to what? To change the fruit, amen? This is a good scripture, guys. Great scripture to live by. Hey, so honestly, let's end this year like this, with this one. Love your neighbor as yourself. Our church, guys, would be flourishing with people if we just do this right here. Hey, brother, good to see you. Remember, we've talked about this before. We put some people up here and some people down here. Oh, she's not cool enough. She doesn't have my style. Oh, this one's cuter. Oh, I go talk to this one over here. Oh, this one right here, I don't like his purple shirt, so I won't talk to him. God bless you, though, bro. Hey, bro, good to see you, bro.
Hey, bro.
Hey. See? No interaction. What's your name? Good to see you. How many times have you been to our church? Is this your first time? Oh, no, we don't say, is this your first time? Because they could have been here 6 months. Amen? What do we say? How long have you been coming to our church? Oh, this is my first time. Oh, great. Let me introduce you to my pastors. Pastor Tamron, Pastor, don't I always bring new people to you guys? Hey, come here. I want you to meet my pastors. Come here. Because they feel special. And it's not like we're not being fake with them. I just saw Pastor Drew going up to a brand new guy today. Nobody told him. He just went. He loved his neighbor as himself. Amen? Amen. Let's go to Matthew 6:15. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Amen? This is awesome scripture because we go back to loving our neighbor as ourselves. If I messed up, would I forgive myself? Of course. But if your neighbor does something that made you mad or upset or hurtful, all you got to do is say, Lord, I forgive Paul. I forgive him. I'm sorry, I stepped on your foot.
Forgive me for almost tripping you.
I forgive him for almost tripping me. I love him. I love him as I love myself. Paul, I love you, brother. I forgive you, okay? And listen, and sometimes Paul could do something. I'm not saying he does this, but he could do something that offended me, and he doesn't even know he offended me. How many times have somebody came up to you and said, man, you made me mad. Why? Why? Remember the last time, like 6 years ago, when you told me that this sweater that your mom gave me didn't look nice on me? Well, that hurt me. People seriously carry that stuff. And their perception is their reality. You can't be like, man, you're so, why are you getting butthurt, man? Man, you're such an emotional, you can't say that, guys. People are different. People are not like you. Amen? Jesus wasn't like, hey, man, stop acting like that. I'm about to die for you, man. Don't you know that? I'm about to die for you, and you're treating me like that? He didn't tell people that. He just loved people. And he forgave people. When they crucified him, guys, look at what he did. Just this very thing. He loved his neighbors as himself, and he forgave them. Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Amen?
Yeah.
This is awesome, guys. Trust me, we'll have an awesome, flourishing church if we do these two things.
Yeah.
I promise. Amen? Yeah. Number three, what are things God is asking you to leave in 2017? What are things God is asking you? What are things God is asking me to leave behind in 2017? Tonight at the altar. We don't have to wait, oh, we got one more week to have fun and sin. No. Don't think like that. Lord, I'm just going to take advantage of this last week of 2017. And once next Sunday comes here at the party, I'm going to leave it all here at the altar. No, tonight is the night. Listen, I was listening to a song. I wish I would have had it ready for you guys. There's this guy, his name is Keith Green. Awesome, 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 awesome man of God who died at a very young age in a plane crash. Him and his children. His wife survived him, but honestly, this guy was he was on fire for Christ. And he just sang songs for people, and people ran to stage because they were so convicted. He sang love songs to the Lord, but they were so like, in your face. Like, how do you sing such an in-your-face song? So nice. And song, like, I'm going to talk about it a little bit right now. So let's go to Matthew 19, 16 through 25. All right, guys, you guys had your moment of fun when the teacher stepped out of class? You guys ever do that in class?
Yeah.
I just said, ah, and then they walk in, yeah. And my assistant got up and started checking. I don't see that. I like that. Hey, everybody, shh, attention, please. What are things God is asking you to leave in 2017? Check this out. Now behold, one, everybody say one. One came and said to him, good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? This is a young man coming to Jesus. And he keeps going, 17. Eternal life. Eternal life? So he said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. So this young guy says to Jesus, which ones? Jesus said, you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother, and you shall love and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The young man said to him, God, all these things I've kept. I've done all these things, Jesus. What do I still lack? Jesus said to him, if you want to be perfect, go. Everybody say, go. Sell what you have and give it to the poor. And you will have treasure in heaven. And come and follow me. See, look, Jesus made it real simple. Look at 22. But the young man heard that saying. He went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. See, Jesus asked this young man to leave something behind. I don't know what year that was. I mean, it was like 3 BC. Yeah, 3 years before he died. Who knows? Who knows? But listen, he asked this young man to do something, to leave something behind. And this guy said, I can't do that. I have too much. I have too many good things to let go for this man, Jesus. See, God is asking us, guys, to leave certain things behind. What are we going to tell Jesus tonight? You know what, Jesus? Not yet. I'm only 17. I'm only 16. I'm only 21. I'm only 25. I'm only 30. I'm only 50. It don't matter how old you are. God is asking you to leave some things. Are we willing to say, you know what? Yes. Let's be like the disciples who Jesus said, hey, come on, follow me. They says they dropped their nets and they ran after Jesus. He goes to Peter, hey, come here. All right, man, my boat, Lord. I want to keep it, Lord. My dad gave me this boat. It was his dad's boat. This is a tradition, Lord. I want to keep it. No, he says they left it and they followed Jesus. Amen. Let's go to Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great cloud of witnesses, let us what? Lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. What ensnared you 2017? What kept you back 2017? What sin do we have to leave here tonight, right now, so we could run the race with what? Endurance. Amen. That has been set before us. Amen. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 10:23. Look, all things are lawful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify. But Isaac, these friends are so cool. I can't leave these friends behind. Listen, if you're asking yourself that question, you should leave those friends. Listen, maybe they're good people, but they don't edify you. They're not helping you. Oh, but it's because this video game is so awesome. You don't understand. You know, I did all this combo the other night, and I beat this guy. Like, I came back. I was about to get killed, and you don't understand the joy it brings me. Listen, it might not be a evil game, or maybe it is. I don't know. But listen, is it edifying you? Is it helping you become closer to God and a better disciple? Oh, but I love Netflix. Listen, this is something I ask myself, because sometimes I get bored and I sit and watch TV and all I have is Netflix. I don't pay for regular TV. But are all those shows on Netflix edifying me? Or should I just turn on YouTube and put on some preaching or something that's going to edify me? Something that's going to make me want to be like a better person. Amen? This is a good scripture right here. Thanks, Joel. This is a good scripture right here. Listen, Philippians 3:13 through 14. We got some time, so just listen. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do. Forgetting what? those things which are all these last months of 2017 are right here, guys. Forgetting those things which happened in 2017 and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Amen? Man, I went through some crappy relationships. I made so many mistakes here in July and in August. Oh, I made this mistake. Oh, September. September was so sad for me. October was so sad. I got so drunk that night at the Halloween party. Oh, November. November was cool. I came to church 3 times, but then I missed the last Sunday. And December was cool. I came to church every Sunday. Listen, let go of those things. We can sit here all night and talk about all the sad things we did and all the moron decisions that we've made, right? But listen, let's just press forward to the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Amen? Can we do that? Amen. And my last point, to obey is better than sacrifice. To obey is better than sacrifice. Listen, but Lord, I come to church and I give you all my tithes and offerings. And he's saying, listen, you can give me all of that. But if you're not obeying me, your sacrifice is no good. But Lord, I drag myself out of bed every Sunday morning and every Wednesday to come here. My sacrifice, Lord, to come. It was a sacrifice for me to come. But where was your heart at? Was it at home or was it here? Listen, to obey is better than to sacrifice. Amen. And this is where it comes from. And I'm going to read it to you guys. It's in Samuel. Let's go to Samuel scripture. Look, Samuel said to Saul, who was Saul? He was the first king of what? Israel. He said, the Lord sent me to anoint you. This is Samuel, the prophet, speaking to Saul. The Lord sent me to anoint you, king over all of his people, over Israel. Now, therefore, heed the voice. Listen, right? Listen to the voice of the words of the Lord. This is an awesome, awesome, awesome story, guys. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I will punish Amalek for what he did to Israel, how he ambushed Israel on the way when he came out of Egypt. So listen, God is going to take revenge. He's going to avenge the people of Israel because these people were shady and they took down a bunch of Israelites. It says, Saul, now go attack Amalek and utterly destroy what? All. Everybody say all. That they have. And do not what? Don't spare nobody. Don't save anybody. Don't look out for nobody. Kill them all. Look, but kill both man and woman, infant and nursing child, ox and sheep, camel and donkey. Listen, these guys from Amalek, they came to Israel and they killed a bunch of babies, kids, grandmas, a bunch of sick. It was crazy. They just demolished a bunch of Israelites, and God was going to avenge his people. Amen? So Saul was given direct instruction from God on what to do. So it says that Saul gathered the people together and numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 foot soldiers and 10,000 men of Judah. And Saul came to a city of Amalek and lay in wait in the valley. So they're waiting to come and kill. Then Saul said to the Canaanites, go, depart, get down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. What did he do? He spared some people here, guys. For you showed kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt. So the Canaanites departed from among the Amalekites. And Saul attacked the Amalekites from Havilah all the way to Shur, which is east of Egypt. Now check this out. He also took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. What happened here? He kept the king alive. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep, the oxen, the fatlings, the lambs, and all that was what? What did God tell him specifically? Kill everything. Don't keep everything. And they were unwilling to utterly destroy them. But everything despised and worthless, look at how convenient for Saul this was. They utterly destroyed. Now the word of the Lord came to Samuel saying, I greatly regret that I have set Saul as king. For he has turned back from following me and has not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried out to the Lord all night. So when Samuel rose early in the morning to go meet Saul, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul went to Carmel, and indeed. So he set up a monument for himself, and he has gone on around, passed by. Go to the next one. So look, Samuel the prophet comes to Saul. Pay attention, guys. And Saul said to him, look at how Saul tries to be all like Christian, right? Blessed are you of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. I did it all, man. I did what you told me. I did what you told me. Now look, Samuel said, what then is this, right? What is this bleating of sheep? He heard like, bah, bah. He heard all these animals going off in the back. I did everything you did for me, sir. Bah, bah, bah. And the lowing of the oxen which I hear. And Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and the oxen to sacrifice to the Lord. We kept this. Yes, God told us to do this, but we kept it for God. We kept this. You think they kept it for God? No, they kept it for themselves. He's trying to cover himself. And the rest we have utterly destroyed. Then Samuel said to Saul, be quiet. I don't know how loud he told him, but hey, shut up, man. And I will tell you what the Lord said to me last night, brother. And he said, speak on, tell me. So Samuel said, when you were little in your own eyes, Saul used to think of himself that he was nothing. He had very low self-esteem. Look, he says, hey, listen, when you were little in your own eyes, were you not the head of the tribes of Israel? And did not the Lord anoint you king over Israel? Now the Lord sent you on a mission and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners and the Amalekites and fight against them until they are consumed. We're almost done, guys. Stay with me. Why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord? Why did you swoop down on the spoil and do evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said to Samuel, but I have obeyed. I have obeyed the voice of God and gone on the mission on which the Lord sent me. He was like trying to justify what he did and brought back Agag, king of Amalek, and I have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people, look at what we do sometimes as humans. But the people took the plunder, the sheep, the oxen, the best of the things which should have been utterly destroyed to sacrifice to the Lord your God in Gilgal. So Samuel said, listen, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Does God care more about sacrifices than you just listening to him, guy? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. For rebellion is what? Is as the sin of witchcraft. And stubbornness is iniquity of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king. Then Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and your words. Because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Saul feared what people thought more than what God thought. Listen, God is asking us this year, what are we going to leave behind? Are you going to listen to your friends and what they have to offer because you're scared of what they're going to think of you, or are you going to fear God's voice more than your friend's voice? Look at where it got Saul. Now, therefore, please pardon my sin and return with me that I may worship the Lord. But Samuel said to Saul, I will not return with you, for you have rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected you from being king over Israel. This is a sad, sad scripture, guys. Listen, God asked Saul to do something. Something maybe hard, but something that was going to bring freedom, something that was going to bring victory, something that was going to bring a vengeance for the people of Israel who died. But Saul says himself, I listen to them. I listen to the people more than I listen to God. Listen, guys, It's time to recharge our batteries. We don't need your friends or people that are bad influences to help you recharge your batteries. You could recharge them yourself with spending time with God and a relationship with God. Amen? We're almost done. Oh, we're done. Listen to this song. I'm going to play this for you guys. And like I said, this guy was an anointed man of God. He wrote many, many, many songs. If you guys want to listen to some cool music, he's very different. He's very different. But listen, different is good, guys. Let me tell you guys that again. Different is good. What is God asking you to leave in 2017? I'm almost done. Listen to me real quick. I know we read a lot of scripture, but listen, scripture is good. What is God asking you to leave behind tonight? You could leave the lights off, bro. What is God asking you to leave in 2017? Maybe you didn't sin that much this year. Maybe you're saying, well, you know what? I gave it up to God already. I've been living a good life. But maybe you have to leave some hatred behind, leave some unforgiveness behind. Maybe you have to just love on people some more. We went through some awesome points. Listen, just bow your heads and we're going to pray. If God spoke to you tonight, because I know he spoke to me, I just want you to lift up your hand and say, Lord, I want to leave some stuff behind tonight. Not 2018, I want to leave it tonight. You say, Lord, I want my relationship with you to be according. I want it to be how you want it to be, not how I want it to be. I want my relationship with people to be how you want them to be, not how I want it to be. If God spoke to you, just lift up your hand real high. And say, Lord, come on, say it like you mean, Lord, I love you. I want to follow you. I'm leaving stuff tonight that I'm not taking back home. Come on, say that again. I'm leaving stuff here tonight. And I'm not taking it back home. I'm walking out in freedom. I'm lust free. I am angry free. I am hate free. And I'm filled. Come on, say I'm filled with the fruits of your spirit. Love, peace, joy, patience. I love you, Jesus. I thank you for my church. Come on, say it like you mean it. I thank you for my church. That I could come to a place that will speak the truth and teach me with the word of God. We love you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, we love you guys.